Now we have here an incident that only Dr. Luke records. And why does he record it? Because of the fact that he alone is the pediatrician that's going to lift out of the life of the Lord Jesus one incident when he was 12 years old. We have no other record from the time he was born till the time he began his ministry. We call those the silent years. Now, I do not frankly consider them silent years. I have a little book entitled The Silent Years in the Life of Jesus. Now, don't misunderstand me. I'm not offering it now on the program, but you could order it if you wanted it. And I fill those silent years up, friends. I think they're filled in the Scripture if you just look for where it is. And here is one incident, of course. Now, it's the incident of when they went up to Jerusalem. And when they went up to Jerusalem, here is the record, verse 41. Now his parents went up to Jerusalem every year at the feast of the Passover. When he was 12 years old, they went up to Jerusalem after the custom of the feast. Now, Dr. Luke is saying they went up every year, but here's one incident I want to tell you about that took place when he was 12 years old. Now, I'm sure we're all familiar with this, and especially you've seen Hoffman's picture of Christ among these learned doctors up there. When they had fulfilled the days as they returned, the child Jesus tarried behind in Jerusalem, and Joseph and his mother knew not of it. You see, they're raising him as a normal child. He didn't run around, friends, with a halo on. My, these middle-aged artists got some very funny conceptions of our Lord Jesus, both as a baby, as a boy, and then as a full-grown adult. I don't think he looked like any of them, to tell the truth. And he just grew up as a normal boy. You see, they went up to Jerusalem in companies. And there's a little town right north of Jerusalem. That's where they missed him. And that's where all these families that came from the north, well, they got together there and they came into Jerusalem for the feast days. And when they left Jerusalem, why, all the families are getting together and they meet up there at that place. Then they start out. And lo and behold, Joseph says, "Where is Jesus?" Mary says, "Well, I thought he was with you." And he said, "No, I thought he was with you." And they began to look and they missed him. And so they went back to Jerusalem looking for him. And when they got back there, where do you suppose they found him? Well, they found him in the temple. And they found him there right in the midst of them, both hearing them and asking them questions. And he was asking them questions that they couldn't answer. Verse 47, all they that heard him were astonished at his understanding and answers. He had the answer, apparently. Now, they made it very clear. I think they were a little provoked, actually. His mother said unto him, "Son, why hast thou thus dealt with us? Behold, thy father and I have sought thee sorrowing." Now notice his answer to him. "How is it that ye sought me? Know ye not that I must be about my father's business?" And his father's business, and I think this is interesting here. If Joseph was the father, he could have stepped up. He said, "Well, what are you trying to do? Get some carpenter work here in Jerusalem?" But my friend, he never did carpenter work in Jerusalem. He did carpenter work up in Nazareth. And he's not looking for that. His father's business is his heavenly father. And they understood not the saying which he spake unto them. And let's notice that. They didn't understand it. Mary, at this point, did not appreciate exactly who he was and what he's to do. She's pondered these things in her heart. Now, verse 51, and he went down with them and came to Nazareth. He was subject unto them. And I think that's quite interesting in this day when even 12-year-olds today are demanding to be heard. I get a little weary, don't you, if they tell us today that the college students have something to say and we ought to listen to them. I've listened to them. They certainly are giving them plenty of publicity on radio and TV, and I haven't heard them say anything yet. I personally don't think a college student has much to say. That is, I feel like he's green back of the ears. And I don't care what his IQ is. That's nothing. I know men with PhDs and a high IQ, and they don't have sense enough to get in out of the rain, and I can prove that because I moved with that crowd when I was teaching, and friends, there are a lot of dumb PhDs, And the important thing here is that the Lord Jesus was subject to his parents. He was subject to them. And this is an amazing thing. And his mother kept all these sayings in her heart. Now, the important thing that I want you to notice is verse 52. And Jesus increased in wisdom and in stature and in favor with God and man. Would you like to have Dr. Luke's report about the boy Jesus in those silent years? Here it is. He increased. He grew in wisdom, and he grew in stature, and he grew in favor with God and man. He grew physically, he grew mentally, and he grew spiritually. On all three levels, why, he's growing. That is the picture that's given of him here.